Good morning, I'm Beth Adams with WXXI News. It's now 8:43. What some may have once written off as a pipe dream is about to get real for one small Western New York city. Tomorrow is the grand opening of the National Comedy Center in Jamestown. The $50 million high-tech venue has been years in the making, and its executive director, Journey Gunderson, has been leading that effort from the start. Welcome to Morning Edition. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, I can't believe this will be the nation's first museum devoted to the art of comedy. It's fitting that it's in Jamestown, though, because this was the home of Lucille Ball, and this was really her dream, wasn't it?
Yes. The Arts Council of Jamestown came to her in the late 80s asking about the celebration of her legacy and wanting to really do something in Jamestown. And she was the one who said, don't just make this about me. Don't just celebrate I Love Lucy nostalgia. Celebrate all comedy in a way that would educate and foster and inspire.
Well, walk us through the experience. What will visitors to the Comedy Center do and see?
Upon arrival, every visitor completes a brief exercise that is a sense of humor profile, where you indicate your tastes in comedy across several genres. That information is stored on an RFID chip worn in a bracelet for the rest of your stay, and that allows certain exhibits to read the room, so to speak, and present content in a customized way based on the sense of humor attributes of those in the space. And at several points in the experience, we encourage a visitor to reflect on their own sense of humor. So there might be people who like Mel Brooks films but have never thought of themselves as fans of parody, for example. So that's just one example of the ways that we encourage people to learn about the art form in a different way.
It sounds like a lot of fun. What's happening this week with the grand opening? Because I know starting tomorrow, you've got a lot of events planned. There are some real comedy all-stars coming to Jamestown for this.
Sure. So the whole August 1st through the 5th set of programming celebrates the grand opening. And it kicks off tomorrow night with a stand-up showcase featuring Lewis Black, W. Kamau Bell, Hari Kondabolu, Judy Gold, Tom Cotter, and a few others. Highlights also include Thursday evening, a Saturday Night Live Originators panel discussion featuring Dan Aykroyd, original cast member Lorraine Newman, and original writer Alan Zweibel. Friday evening is headlined by Amy Schumer, who, of course, will go down as one of the most successful comedians of this era. And Saturday night is headlined by none other than the legendary Lily Tomlin. Earlier in the day on Saturday, we also have Laugh-In creator George Schlatter in town talking about the fact that it's the 50th anniversary of Laugh-In and what it was like creating that show.
Now, are there still tickets available for these events, Journey, or are some of them sold out at this point?
Tickets are still available to most of the events. Lily Tomlin is sold out, but the admissions to the National Comedy Center are also still available. And this is interesting because people anticipate, I should go when there aren't the crowds. But we've done timed entry, which is what a lot of museums do during a major concentrated grand opening period. And so you can actually make a reservation for a few hours at the museum. And that way we control crowds and make sure everyone has a great experience.
The advisory board for your center, it reads like a who's who of comedy, and some of the performers you already mentioned, Carl Reiner, Kamau Bell, Lewis Black, Lorraine Newman, Paula Poundstone. How important was it for you to get these comedy A-listers behind this center?
It was of critical importance because we knew from the start that we're very aware of the fact that we are Jamestown, New York, and we aren't New York or Los Angeles or Chicago. And so we said to ourselves that even if we raised all of the money and hired the best design firms and producers in the world, if we don't do this hand in hand with the comedy community and artists themselves along the way in forming its development, it could become the butt of a joke. So we were very aware of that from day one and did have the concept really evolve based on conversations with artists along the way.
Well, Journey, I know you're a native of the Jamestown area, Bemis Point, I think, right?
That's correct.
Well, and Jamestown, as you well know, like a lot of other upstate communities, has had some pretty tough economic losses in recent decades. How much hope are people putting in this National Comedy Center to revive the region?
There is certainly a high expectation for economic development resulting from the projected 114,000 visitors a year, as projected by AECOM, our feasibility firm that we worked with before breaking ground or anything. But it's also important to note that this is part of a big mix of cultural tourism in Chautauqua County already, with the world-renowned Chautauqua Institution just down the road that sees over 100,000 visitors in its nine-week summer season. So that, plus our proximity to things like Niagara Falls, our proximity to Toronto, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Buffalo, Rochester, and putting us within a day's drive of really two-thirds of the U.S. population, when you think of all those factors, Jamestown suddenly doesn't seem so remote.
Journey Gunderson is executive director of the National Comedy Center in Jamestown, getting ready for their big grand opening tomorrow. And how much sleep are you going to get tonight, Journey?
I hope some, but I predict very little.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait to get down there and experience this for myself. I think it's a great thing for Western New York, and can't wait to see it all roll out.
Well, we hope to welcome many visitors from the Rochester area, so thank you very much.
All right, thanks. And we'll put a link on our website to the National Comedy Center's website so you can get more information on what's going on.